சுதம் தேவம்
வசுதேவசுதம் தேவம்
கம்ஸ சாணூரமர்த்தனம்
கம்ஸ சாணூரமர்த்தனம்
தேவகீ பரமானந்தம்
தேவகீ பரமானந்தம்
கிருஷ்ணம் வந்தே ஜகத்குரும்
கிருஷ்ணம் வந்தே ஜகத்குரும்
நமோஸ்து தே வியாச விஷால புத்தே
நமோஸ்து தே வியாச விஷால புத்தே
உதாரவிந்தாய தபத்ர நேத்ரா said he did not want to keep the Samantaka money. He realized he had done a mistake. Kritavarma said no, he is a friend of Krishna, he can't offend him. So they abandoned Shatadhanva and they went back into the forest. Shatadhanva got so panicky and he started running on the horse. Krishna chased him and caught hold of him. He was the one killed Satrajit. He caught hold of him and took the money and killed him. At that time, then Akrura was also there. Krishna gave that money to Akrura. Akrura, you keep it. You keep it. Akrura took it. Akrura took it. And Balarama came. Balarama, Shri Krishna said, now money is not with this person. Money is not with this person. And so Balarama suspected Krishna is hiding again. Krishna must have kept the money and he got very upset with Krishna. And he thought, I have nothing to do with Krishna. And he told Krishna that he would go for pilgrimage. He will go for a pilgrimage and he went out to Janaka. Mithilapuri, Janakapuri. He went to Janakapuri on pilgrimage. And Akrura, after that, he apologized to Sri Krishna and wanted to return. Sri Krishna told him, Akrura, you are such a good person. You are always doing the charity. Whatever comes from this money, it was giving out about 70 kilo of gold every day. You are distributing. You are a right person to hold it. And he gave it back to Akrura. Akrura kept the money. And whereas Balarama went there, the moment Balarama went away, Duryodhana had spies everywhere. And he got to know Balarama was miffed with Sri Krishna. So he went to Mithilapuri. Duryodhana bowed down to him, caught hold of his feet. Please teach me Gada Yuddha. Balarama was known for Gada Yuddha. Mahabharata talks about Gada Yuddha, the mace, the warfare on the mace. Four people are known for. One is the best was Bhima. Second is Balabhadra, Balarama. Third one is who is that? Madri San Shalya. The fourth one was Kichaka. These four, Duryodhana himself says, these four are the best. There is no fifth one. He told these four are the best. He himself did not consider he was in the top four. He told this one Bhima, second is Balarama, third one is Shalya, fourth one is Kichaka. There is no fifth one. So Duryodhana wanted to have a competence to fight against Bhima. He thought it's an opportunity and he studied under Balarama for 5 years. He was Duryodhana incarnation of Kali. Whoever he associates with, he pollutes that one. Balarama got totally, mind got corrupted because of Duryodhana's association. He studied for 5 years. After studying 5 years, Duryodhana said, sir, I completed my studies. Please allow me to go back. But please promise me to give one. And he was a Shishya. instead of giving a Guru Dakshina, he was asking from a Guru, please give me that. And Balarama said, okay, what do you want? He put his hand on Balarama's hand, please make a promise. And he was not trusting even his Guru. And make a promise, and he said, I want to marry your sister Subhadra. Subhadra, Balarama was, he said, okay, I will give it to you. His strategy, Duryodhana's strategy, if Subhadra is married to him, all Yadavas will come on his side, so easily he could vanquish Pandavas. Pandavas would not have any competition, so that he was thinking Karna is a match for Arjuna. And Nakula, Sahadeva, and no strength can be easily vanquished. Yudhishthira also no strength. Only is Bhima with now I have learned from Balarama, I am a match for Bhima. They can be easily vanquished. Now with the Subhadra on our side, victory is on our side. So thinking that Duryodhana happily went back to his Hastinapura. Duryodhana, just because we do the mantra, we are not sattvic. Duryodhana says, every day he is doing 3,000 different mantras. Japa on 3,000 mantras. He has collected 3,000 mantras. Every day he is doing the mantra japa. Doesn't mean you are doing a mantra japa, you are a sattvic person. Intention behind what you do is also important. Though he was doing mantra japa, he could not succeed. So, message is, if you are associated with the wrong people, your mind also get corrupted. When Balarama came back, then when he saw Shri Krishna, he got the clarity of thinking. And he apologized to Shri Krishna and he told, I mistook, you stole the Samantaka money. Now he called Uddhava. Uddhava, bring that money. Having seen that one, Balarama was convinced and he wrongly accused Krishna and apologized. Though Balarama was elder to Sri Krishna, and end of the day, he was always agreeing to Sri Krishna. Whatever Sri Krishna's message, he was agreeing. At times he overstepped, but he reconciled himself back. This chapter, it is talking about three gunas. We may be good, but if our association, our friends are wrong, we will take their opinion as our own opinion. So, we have to mind our friend circle also. We need to see who are our friends. Though we are good, Duryodhana, he gave a glass of milk to Ashwatthama. Ashwatthama, Lord Shiva's incarnation. But the glass of milk given by Duryodhana polluted even the mind of Ashwatthama. Ashwatthama sided with Duryodhana. Who are our friends? They can easily pollute our mind. This chapter is talking about how our mind keep on changing, how to manage your mind and go beyond the modification of mind. The nature of mind is sankalpa vikalpa. Now I want, now I do not want. I want, I don't want. I want, I don't want. Mind cannot decide. Now I want, tomorrow I change my mind. The changing the mind, unsteadiness is the nature of the mind. When it is unsteady, what are the outcomes? This chapter is talking about. In the 13th chapter, it is talking about Prakriti. Prakriti and Purusha. and Jiva, Prakriti, and the Purusha. It talked about Sri Krishna towards the end of 13th chapter, talks about Bhuta Prakriti Mokshancha, Ye Vidur Yanti Te Param. Bhuta Prakriti Moksham, getting unentangled from the five gross element, freedom from this one is called as moksha. Even I may be the when the soul leaves, in the last minute of my life also, I am concerned about my property, my investment. What will happen? I should have done that one. I should have had done that one. Even when I am leaving, my mind is attached to the gross element. Five things are I am attached. Sri Krishna talks about when you attached yourself to the Lord, Bhuta Prakriti Mokshancha, you will get freed from the bondage of the Panchabhuta. And the long time back when I was working in NDDB, and there was discussion, I talked in the meeting, may that person be released from the earthly bondage. Earthly bondage and continue the journey. The director was so impressed. I never heard about this one. May that soul be released from the earthly bondage and continue the journey. What is holding the soul to travel? Earthly bondage is still there. Though I dropped off the body, body is made up of five elements, but mind is attached to these ones. Why the soul cannot ascend higher? Because it is attached to the five elements. Sri Krishna says, one who understands this one, Bhuta Prakriti Mokshancha, Ye Vidur Yanti Te Param. This one, when I said that one, I was 25 years back in Anand. I was in Gujarat at that time. Repeat after me, the 14th chapter, Sri Krishna says, I am not sad, happy what I told in the 13th chapter. I will reiterate and reinforce. It is not a repetition, I am reinforcing. Shri Bhagavanu Vacha, Param Bhuya Pravakshyami, Jnananam Jnanamuttamam, Yajnatva Munayas Sarve, Param Siddhimito Gataha, Param Bhuya Pravakshyami. Para, para, para means again. Bhuya Pravakshyami. Para means highest. Bhuya, Bhuya, again. I will tell you again. Jnananam Jnana Uttamam. The highest of the knowledge. In the 13th chapter, Sri Krishna talks about 20 knowledge. We have to be 20 knowledge. He talks about amanitvam adambitvam. 20 things are jnana to be acquired. He says, I will repeat again, highest of the knowledge. Yajnatva munayas sarve, having known this one, sarve param siddhi mito gataha. Param munayas sarve, all the munis. Munis means not the chatterbox. Muni means who is spending time on introspection, who is contemplating, maunam, who observes mauna, munayas sarve param siddhi, they acquired, attained the highest. Idam jnana upashritya, mama sadharmya magataha, sargepi nopajayante, ప్రళయేన వ్యతంతి చ ఇదం జ్ఞాన ఉపాశ్రిత్య హ్యావింగ్ టేకన్ షెల్టర్ ఇన్ దిస్ నాలెడ్జ్ కాంటెంప్లేటింగ్ ఆన్ దిస్ వన్ మయా మమ సాధర్మ్య ఆగతాః దే అటైన్ మై క్వాలిటీ. ద విష్ణు సహస్రనామ, విష్ణు సహస్రనామ వాట్ ఈస్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ జస్ట్ ద నేమ్, ఇట్ ఈస్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ క్వాలిటీస్. Why japa is required, as I mentioned in my yoga class also, contemplation with the meaning is important. Just repeating the mantra is a limited benefit. Understand, contemplating on the meaning, you acquire those qualities. Mama, contemplating on this one, they acquire the qualities. Always, tasma sarveshu kaleshu ma manusmara yudhyacha. Always think positive, think noble, think good. You also, your personality becomes good. If I'm always negative, thinking about negative, my nature also becomes negative. Negative, the power of positive thinking. It's Vishnu Sahasranama, it is talking about. This Bhagavad Gita also talking about power of positive thinking. Sargepi, having known that one, Nopa upajayante, at the creation, at the dawn, they won't be coming here, or at the dissolution, they won't, at the pralaya time, they experience any pain. Sri Krishna says, one who has got liberated, there is no birth and death. They transcend beyond birth and death. Mamayoni mahat brahma,
mamayoni mahat brahma,
tasmin garbham dadamyaham,
tasmin garbham dadamyaham,
sambhava sarvabhutanam,
sambhava sarvabhutanam,
tato bhavati bharata,
tato bhavati bharata.
Brahma means many meanings are there. Brahma means Bhagavan's name is called as Param Brahma. Lord is called as Brahma. Brahma means the big, the highest. He is the highest. Brahma means Brihat. What is so big is a God. And Lakshmi also is called as a Brahma. Next second meaning is Lakshmi. She is also great. It's a control of Prakriti. She is also called as Brahma. Then Chaturmukha Brahma, with four faces, he is responsible for creation. He is also called as Brahma. The Jiva also is called as Brahma because it is higher than this body. What is higher is called as Brahma. Higher, the Jiva is called as Brahma. It's higher than this body. And Chaturmukha Brahma is higher than Jiva. He is called as Brahma. Lakshmi is higher than Brahma, she is called as Brahma, and Bhagavan is Param Brahma, he is the highest, he is also called as Brahma. And Mama Yoni, he talks about Mama Yoni Mahat Brahma, that's Bhagavan envelopes everything, and Lakshmi is his womb, and he... Tasmin garbham dadamyaham, and I use prakriti as a medium to garbham. I put the seed there. Like for us, the earth is the garbha. We put the seed into the earth. What comes out, that is the garbha, is womb. Earth is a womb. We put it and comes out. He says, I am Lakshmi is the garbha, mama yoni, I am putting the seed. And sambhava sarvabhutanam, because of me, and when there is a total dissolution, when pralaya happens, when current brahmas, chaturmukha brahmas life ends, and he takes all mukta jivas along, in the next creation, Lord, he takes a bunch of jivas. Jiva also is eternal, there is no death, and he makes us and process. We keep on coming and going, And somebody was saying that I'm going through a hard time. This is Kali Yuga. So I told him, no doubt it's a Kali Yuga. You could not get out. You are still doing the same mistake. Then what? If you are so good, you should have got out. You did not get out. Now, why are you complaining? If you are so good, in the so many, Kali Yuga itself is 5,000 years old. The length of Kali Yuga is 432,000 years. Kali Yuga's life span is now only we are 5,000 years into the full-blown Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is 432,000 years. Two times that one is Dwapara Yuga. Three times that one is Krita Yuga. Four times that one is Satya Yuga. So, the good time is always good, longer. Kali Yuga is the shortest. This four makes one cycle. Kali Yuga, Dwapara, Treta and Krita Yuga. Thousand such cycles make Brahma's one day. Day of 12 hours. And 12 again is night time. It's a minor pralaya is there. After that one, his lifespan is 100 years. This is one day. So, in the Bhagavatam talks about the Brahma's total lifespan, 3.14 times 10 zeros years. That is our human 100,000 years is equivalent to Brahma's 1 second. So, as we evolve, as we go higher in our life, our lifespan increases. Our human 100,000 years is his 1 second. After 100, his full lifespan, and for the Ananta, another Brahma comes. And it is says in the scriptures, and Bhagavan Narayana, one blink of his eyes, one Brahma has finished his lifespan. Another blink. And another blink. So, he is timeless. As we are coming down, when we are going through the tough time, even every 2 minutes we are looking at the watch. Every 2 minutes, and some of you are looking at, is it 6 o'clock now? Is it 6 o'clock? I am struggling. And when you are enjoying, you say, oh, is it already over? It is already over. The Ananda Brahma is called as in Taittiriya Upanishad says, when you are enjoying, Ananda has happened, you go beyond the concept of time. When you are not enjoying, you are always looking at the watch. When you are in bliss, Brahma, Chaturmukha Brahma is called Shatananda. Shatananda is a lot of joy. His 100 years is spent in bliss. As you start doing the sadhana, when you start enjoying, reveling yourself within, joy there, bliss there, you start, your consciousness starts elevating, going up. Is Sambhava Sarvad Bhutani, Bhagavan sends us for Jiva, essential nature of every soul is happiness. But our karma, anadi karma, it is not allowing us to experience that happiness. Instead, we start seeking the happiness outside. But we get tired of outside happiness, inside happiness. Brahma's is Shatananda, is inexhaustible. Outside happiness is time bound. We keep on coming, going and coming. Sarvayonisha Kaunteya. Murtaya Sambhavanti cha. Tasam Brahma Mahadyonim. Aham Bija Pradapita. And Sarvayonisha Kaunteya Murtaya Mahadyoni, I am for whatever species we are born, beings are born, Bija Pradapitaha, I am the father of everyone. In Monday again, I will reiterate, Shri Krishna tells this one to Sudama, his childhood friend, studied together. For a child, the father is the first teacher. Own father is the first teacher, The second one is the priest, whoever invests, give you the some samskara. He is the second teacher, but the highest teacher, one who opens up your conscious to the highest possibility, one who removes your ajnana, he is the highest teacher. Shri Krishna says, tells Sudama that if you want to see me, you see me in them. They are my representative. I am not satisfied people giving, doing the karma yoga, doing the charity, doing the mantra japa and austerity, doing the japa. I am not satisfied with anyone as much I am satisfied with people serving the teacher who has given the divine knowledge. I am not satisfied as much. This is the highest. Shri Krishna talks about Bija Pradapitaha. He is the highest of the teacher, and highest of the teacher, he gives the knowledge to the keen seekers through the jnanis. Sattvam Rajastama Iti.
Sattvam Rajastama Iti.
Guna Prakriti Sambhavaha. Nibadnanti Mahabaho.
Nibadnanti Mahabaho.
Dehe Dehina Avyayam.
Dehe Dehina Avyayam.
Dehe Sattvam. Sattva, the three qualities, three moods. Sometimes I'm very happy. Sometimes I'm very disturbed. Sometimes I'm dull. These three moods we go through everyone. These three are essential. We need all three. In the night time, we need tamoguna. Then only we can sleep. Some people, they say, I can't sleep, no sleep. And somebody from India contacted me and he says he can't sleep, he is disturbed. Totally no sleep. Why? No tamoguna is there. Tamoguna is important. Then only we can sleep. And only rajas is there. Totally in the night also I am tossing here and there. Mind is running super fast. I can't sleep. Sattvic means very calm, serene. In the early morning, why it is said, get up early before at the dawn, do the meditation, do the japa. The nature is in sattvic mood. In the midday, it's a time to get interacted, whatever business you have to do, whatever work you have to do, as the sun rises, then it's a rajoguna is pravritti. In the evening time, it's a time to withdraw, we start going into sleep. Tamoguna, three gunas are there. Three gunas, raja, sattvam, rajastama iti, guna prakriti sambhava. In the prakriti, it's the part of the prakriti. And we have to tune ourselves to the prakriti. When I am not tuning myself to the prakriti in the evening time, even all birds, they withdraw. My tamoguna, I am not tuning myself. And children, many children, they struggle. Their parents also do not tell them, always watching the mobile phone. In the 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, that Blu-ray, they can't sleep. They can't sleep. Mind becomes very disturbed. So have a curfew for yourself. After 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, I am not touching any gadget. So you have to tune yourself with the nature. Nibadnanti Mahabaho. These three ropes. Guna is also called as rope. We are bound by these three rope. Nibadnanti Mahabaho. Dehe Dehina Avyayam. The soul is bound in the body by these three ropes. The soul is entangled. in this body, dehe dehina avyayam. This dehi, dehi means soul. Deha means body. Dehi, the soul is bound in the body because of three ropes. Three ropes and tatra sattvam nirmalatvat. Prakasha anam mana mayam. I am means sickness, disease. Niramayam means health. Tatra sattvam nirmalatvat. Prakasha mana mayam. Sukasangena badnati. Jnana sangena chanagha. When the sattvic quality in the company of noble people, good people, sattvic quality rises up. And you make a determination. Oh, I heard, so good. I want to do. Every day I want to study Bhagavad Gita. I want to do, and in the class also people come and say, so good, I will practice. The moment they walk out, their friend says, come, we'll go for a party. Okay, I gone. My sankalpa has gone. My sankalpa has gone. He say, when the sattvic quality is there, I make a determination. I want to do this one. But it is not tenable when I go out. My pledge has gone. My pledge, when the new year, generally when I, birthday, I ask, what is your resolution? People say, same as last year, sir. And same as last year. And so, I can't hold on, keep on changing. Keep on changing. When the sattvic quality is there, you want to do good. I want to do, I want to practice, I want to be healthy, I want to contribute, I want to learn. I want to add value to others. I want to be a role model for my children. That quality rises up. When in the sattvic quality is there, it rises up. And rajo ragatmakam vidhi.
Rajo ragatmakam vidhi.
Krishna sangha samudbhavam.
Krishna sangha samudbhavam.
Tanni badnati kaunteya.
Tanni badnati kaunteya.
Karma sangena dehinam.
Karma sangena dehinam.
When the rajasic quality is there, Trishna samudbhavam develops a desire for many things. Many things. I meet a friend, he will say, how much money you have? Only that much? Look at me. You invest here, make more money. How happy I am. Looking at that one, and wife also says, you are a useless person. Look at that person. How prosperous. Then you make a sankalpa. Yes, I want to do. I want to be an investor. I want to make more money. I want to work. Weekend, another shift. Extra work. Extra work. Trishna. I get motivated to do more. Trishna, Sangha Samudbhavam, association with other people, my desires, tentacles, opens up. I want to do, and be very prosperous outside. That also binds, and I get so worked up. We see that one in the world also. So working, making extra dollar all through. Rajo guna has come up. Sattvic guna, I acquired the, I want to learn. And I think when I start learning, I start ridiculing. This person is a useless person. No interest. Look at me, how good I am. I think I am superior to this person. I am bound by only those people. I start putting down on the other. In the Rajoguna person says, how silly is that person? How foolish is that person? And living in Australia for 20 years, still no money. Still no money. He's a very dumb person. Look at me, I'm only for 3 years, I made so much of money. I want to make Rajoguna people want to associate with rich and famous. Because my connection, I want to make more money out of that one. What about the Tamoguna? Tamoguna, Tamastva Ajnanajam Vidhi. Mohanam Sarvadehinam. Pramada Alasya Nidrabhi. Tannibadnati Bharata. When the Tamoguna is awakened, however much parents are telling the children, please get up, it's a time to go to, it's a weekend, not to sleep up to 8 o'clock, get up. No, I'm not getting up, not getting up, not getting up. And the adults also, on the come weekend, long weekend, sleep, no motivation. Many people, not motivation. And all I want is on Friday, I want to get drunk and just sleep next day up to 4 o'clock. Saturday up to 4 o'clock in the evening. I want to get drunk, want to do nothing. That we see quite often in the society. And pramada, though they know it is not right, but they want to do. Helpless, pramada. Alasya, no motivation. Alasya, laziness. Laziness to do anything. I am not motivated. Many people, they say, morning class is a bit of a challenge. I can't get up. 7 o'clock class is too difficult, sir. Can you do it at 10 o'clock? 10 o'clock, they expect me to tune myself according to, because they say I can't get up. I can't get up early morning. Nidrabhi, that is a bondage. The tamoguna has taken over. It is a bondage. Bondage, sattvam suke sanjayati.
Sattvam suke sanjayati.
Raja karmani bharata.
Raja karmani bharata.
Sattvam suke sanjayati.
Sattvam suke sanjayati.
Raja karmani bharata.
Raja karmani bharata.
Jnana avritya tu tama.
Jnana avritya tu tama.
Pramade sanjayutyuta.
Pramade sanjayutyuta.
And sanjayutyuta atyuta. Sanjaya means one binds. And sattvic quality, one seeks the happiness. Seeks the happiness, sattvic quality when it is there, seeker of happiness. And rajoguna, restless nature. I want to, why meditate? Just do work. Do work, I want to be busy. I want to be always busy, I can't rest. I can't sit idle, I can't sit for meditation. I want to be always busy. That is Rajoguna. Tamoguna, no interest in knowledge. No interest in knowledge. Sunday class, about 10 minutes first, I give the knowledge part. But deliberately people come late, they say I'm not interested. I want to do. I just want to do karma yoga. That is Rajoguna. No interest for sattvic guna, they are only interested. And tamoguna people, they are not interested to get up knowledge at all. And jnana avritya tu tama. Tamasoma jyotir gamaya. Tamoguna can be destroyed only through the knowledge. When the knowledge dawns, darkness naturally goes out. You get inspiration in your life only through the knowledge, not by doing. How you become lead an inspired life? When you have the knowledge, you start leading an inspired life. So, sattvam suke sanjayati. Sattvic quality makes you to get attached to the happiness, joy. Rajoguna makes you to get attached to karma, action. action oriented person, and tamo guna binds you to nidra, laziness, lethargyness. I want to be dark like a owl in the daytime. I want to close my eyes like a owl. I don't want to open. And in the garden also you would see, if some rock is there, some worms are there. The moment you take out, they see the light, they have go, they burrow down. They don't want light. I want to go within. Some worms, they can't handle the light. People are like that. Negative people, they get very irritated when they see a jnani. They hate them. They hate them. They run away from them. They run away or criticize. They can't handle the knowledge because they are happy in darkness. They have tanni pramade tama pramade sanjayutyuta. Rajastama chabi bhuya sattvam bhavati bharata. Rajasattvam tamaschaiva tamasattvam rajastata. Here it is talking about nobody is 100% sattvic. Nobody is 100% rajasic. Nobody is 100% tamasic. Even Duryodhana, though negative to the core, he had some good qualities. Tinge, if you are a ruler, you have to give something, freebies. And he was giving some freebies also to trap people. Some good quality. Nobody is 100% negative. Nobody is 100% positive. Even it says, even the Chaturmukha Brahma, he is highly sattvic. He is the highest among the jivas, highest sattvic quality. He has the rajoguna as well as tamoguna. He has, but the proportion varies. Proportion in us also, rajas, tamas, sattvic is there. Proportion changes. Sattvic, the quality Brahma created using the creation through using the rajoguna. To do, rajoguna is required. Shiva does the distraction using the tamoguna. Though Shiva is most sattvic, using tamoguna to destroy. And Vishnu uses the sattvic quality for sustenance. We all have all three gunas, tamas, rajas and sattvic qualities we have. And it is how I have become so good. I have developed the appetite for happiness. You have suppressed rajoguna and tamoguna. That's why sattvic has come out. How I am so dynamic? Because I have suppressed sattvic quality and tamo quality. That's why rajo quality has come out. How I am so tamasic? Because I have suppressed sattvic and rajo quality. By suppressing two, one will come out. All three are there. We need to suppress two to bring out. Shri Krishna gives the method how to elevate ourselves. If you want to overcome the tamo guna, you suppress the first, you need not have to go to jnana. Become, get up, do something. Do something, get out, do something. You suppress sattvic and tamo guna, rajas, let you come out. And when you come out, you suppress Raja and Tamo and Sattvic will come out. In Manduka Upanishad talks about Laye Sambodaye Chittam Vikshittam Shamayet Punaha Sakashayam Vijaniyat Samam Praptana Chalayet. And from get up, Laye Sambodaye, get up from your Tamo Guna, your Rajasic quality calm it down, when you have acquired the sattvic quality, try to remain there as long as you can. That is the message. It is coming out, flowing through. We'll repeat this shloka from 6 to 10 again. Tatra sattvam nirmalatvat.
Tatra sattvam nirmalatvat.
Prakasha manamayam.
Prakasha manamayam.
Sukasangena bhadnati.
Sukasangena bhadnati.
Jnana sangena chanaga.
Jnana sangena chanaga.
Rajo ragatmakam vidhi.
Rajo ragatmakam vidhi.
Krishna sanga samudbhavam.
Krishna sanga samudbhavam.
Tanni badnati kaunteya.
Tanni badnati kaunteya.
Karma sangena dehinam.
Karma sangena dehinam.
Tamastva ajnana jam vidhi.
Tamastva ajnana jam vidhi.
Mohanam sarvadehinam.
Mohanam sarvadehinam.
Pramada alasya nidrabhi.
Pramada alasya nidrabhi.
Tanni badnati bharata.
Tanni badnati bharata.
Sattvam suke sanjayati.
Sattvam suke sanjayati.
Raja karmani bharata.
Raja karmani bharata.
Jnana avritya tu tama.
Jnana avritya tu tama.
Pramade sanjayutyuta.
Pramade sanjayutyuta.
Rajastamascha tamascha bhuya sattvam.
Rajastamascha bhuya sattvam.
Again, rajastamascha.
Rajastamascha.
Abhibhuya sattvam.
Abhibhuya sattvam.
Bhavati bharata.
Bhavati bharata.
Rajasattvam.
Rajasattvam.
Tamaschaiva.
Tamaschaiva.
Tamasattvam.
Tamasattvam.
Rajastata.
Rajastata.
Vasudeva sutam devam.
Vasudeva sutam devam.
Kamsa chanura mardanam.
Kamsa chanura mardanam.
Devaki paramanandam.
Devaki paramanandam.
Krishnam vande jagadgurum.
Krishnam vande jagadgurum.